And welcome to class.
早晨好，欢迎大家来上课。
Every week, my wife and I try to decide, should this be called Sunday school or Monday school?
每个周一早晨，我跟我太太就在讨论说，我们应该把它叫成那个主日学呢，还是周一上课周一的课。
My friend asked me what I do on Monday morning, and I said, teach Sunday school, and they looked at me very strange.
然后我朋友问我说，你周一早晨你做什么呢？礼拜一早晨，我说我礼拜一早晨教那个主日学，就是礼拜日学，他们就很特别好像发愣的看着我。
So, I am glad you are here.
所以很高兴大家来上课。让我们一起来祷告。
Dear God, I thank you for this day.
亲爱的主，我们为今天感谢你。
I thank you that you loved us and created our world.
感谢你爱我们并且创造了这个世界。
And because you created us, you care for us and you provide for us.
因为你创造了这个世界，你创造了我们，所以你看顾我们，你也提供我们所需的一切。
Help us to live lives that are faithful to you.
让我们过一个对你忠心的生活。
I pray in Jesus' name.
我们这样祷告，奉主耶稣的名求。
Amen.
Amen.
We have looked at God as our Father.
我们已经看过，就是神是我们的父亲。
Last week we began looking at God as our Creator.
上个星期我们开始看的主题是神是我们的创造者。
And the doctrine that we are looking at is that God created us for a purpose.
就是我们要看的这个教义就是神创造我们是有目的的。
And I told you last week, he did not create us because he was lonely.
上个星期我们讲过，他创造我们不是因为他很孤单。
The Trinity had perfect fellowship and love between each other.
三而一的神，三位一体的神，他们之间彼此有完美的爱和完美的这样子一个交通。
Instead, he created us because of love.
他创造我们是出于他的爱。
Last week, we looked at Psalm 8.
上个星期呢，我们看了一起来看了诗篇第八篇。
This psalm looks at all of the wonders of creation.
这个诗人呢，就观看神所创一切奇妙的创造。
And it asked a very reasonable question.
他就问了一个非常有就是有道理的一个问题。
What is man that you are mindful of him?
人算什么？你竟顾念他？
And if the psalm stopped there,
如果诗人就停在那里,
my answer would be very little.
那我的答案就是人算什么？那人真的不算什么，非常小的架子。
What is man that you are mindful of him? Not much.
到底人算什么？你竟然顾念他呢？不算什么。
That would be my answer.
如果问我的话，那就是我的答案。
Sometime if you want to think about this more, there is, and I don't know the website, but I know you can find it on YouTube, a video called The Pale Blue Dot.
在可能在你的这个 YouTube 油管上，你可以找出来一个录像叫 The Maybe you can type in on the chat later. 就我会发给大家，就是有一个录像叫 pale, 就是一个小小的一个微小的一个蓝点。
And it shows pictures from space.
它就是显示从太空中来看地球的这个图片照片。
Looking back at Earth.
就是看这个地球。
And you can hardly find our planet.
你从这个太空里面看这个地球，你都很难找到地球。
It's a tiny little dot.
是一个非常非常微小的一个点。
What is man that you are mindful of him?
所以世人算是人算是世人算什么？你竟眷顾他。
But instead of saying not very much,
不是说根本没啥价值，不算什么。
The psalm says, "You made him only a little lower than the heavenly beings."
诗人说，你叫他比天使微小一点。
You crowned him with glory and honor.
并赐他荣耀尊贵为冠冕。
All of this because you love him.
所有的这一切就是因为神的爱。
And then last week we saw that God is, because he made us, he loves us.
上个星期我们看到因为神创造了我们，所以他爱我们。
He is caring.
他是照看我们的神，看顾我们的神。
He made everything, and now Psalm 100 says he takes care of it. He provides for us.
他创造了万物，然后诗篇一百篇也说他供应我们的一切。
I ended last class by saying that he is sovereign.
然后上个星期结束的时候，我讲到神的这个主宰的全能。
We are the clay, he is the potter.
我们是泥，他是窑匠。
And so we must bow to him, he is sovereign.
所以我们要在他面前屈，我们要就是敬拜他，要向他顺服，因为他是全能的主，大有主宰的主。
Paul puts this in a very powerful way in Corinthians.
保罗在哥林多 ，Can you make this a little smaller so we can see the word？ 在哥林多前书 ，Yeah， that's good。哥林多前书八章五到六节这么说
：The church at Corinth is surrounded by pagan temples。
哥林多教会所在那个城市里边，到处都是那个拜偶像的庙。
And so he says there are many so-called gods in heaven and earth。
所以保罗说，虽然称为有称为神的
，And then he says, but really there's only one God.
但是呢，只有一位神
，The one who made all things.
就是那位创造万物的主。
He says, here's how we know he's in charge. He made it all.
我们这样知道他是在掌管，他创造万物的。
Now, I want to look at one more thing before I begin to look at the practical application of this.
在我们进入这个实际的应用之前，我们再看一件事。
The creed that we are looking at is called the Apostles' Creed.
我们所看到的称为是使徒信经。
But in the 4th century, there was another creed written called the Nicene Creed.
在公元四世纪有另外一个信经称为尼西亚信经。
The Nicene Creed does not disagree with the Apostles' Creed about anything.
这个尼西亚信经并不是说他对这个使徒信经上所说的有任何不同意见。
But it expands some of the phrases for more explanation.
然后呢，但是他是在某些的词句上面他更加的就是细讲，然后让他更清楚。
Because there were questions that people had said, I don't understand what this means.
因为呢，人们说哦，这个有这个使徒信经的有些东西我不是很明白。
And so the Nicene Creed, one thing it added, we believe in one God, the Father Almighty, Maker of heaven and earth. That's the same.
前面是一样的尼西亚信经，后边加的是这样，他前面说我信独一的神，全能的父，创造天地的主。
And it added, and of all things visible and invisible.
他在这里说创造天地万物的主，他加了一句说创造一切有形无形万物的主。
Now if I were to ask you which of those two parts, visible or invisible, do you find harder to believe?
就是对你来讲，这个有形的跟无形的，这哪一个对你来讲更难相信呢
？We would probably say invisible.
我们可能会回答是无形的 创造了无形的东西。
Because in the modern world, in our world, we think of the visible things, the material things that you can touch as being real, and the invisible as being just sort of a myth.
然后呢，在我们现在的世界，就是我们当今的世界里，我们觉得那个能够看见、能够摸到的这个有形的事情才是真实的。那些所谓的无形的东西，不过好像是一个神话或者是一个想象而已。
But in the early church, they had the opposite problem.
但是呢，在那个早期的教会、初期的教会呢，他们跟我们现在所有的问题正好相反。
I mentioned to you last week a false teaching called Gnosticism.
上个星期呢，我们讲到了一种虚假的教训，称为诺斯底主义。
Gnosticism taught that the material physical world is evil.
诺斯底的教导呢，就是说这个物质的世界是邪恶的，有形的东西是邪恶的。
And so Gnostic Christians, Christians who had kind of accepted the ideas of Gnosticism, thought, surely God did not make our physical world.
所以呢，这个诺斯底就是这个基督徒，他有这个诺斯底这个想法的这种基督徒，他就会说，哦，神肯定没有创造这个有形的物质世界。
And the creed said,This world that God made, He made it good.
然后尼西亚心经里面就说的，神所创造的这个世界是美好的。
And it's valuable.
它是有价值的。
Now, I'm going to come back to this probably half a dozen times over the next 10 weeks, 12 weeks.
所以在未来的十到十二个星期里，我们可能会不断的回到讲到这个诺斯底主义。
Because over and over in the early church,
they had to
respond to the idea that this world is bad.
因为他们就是那个早期教会深受这种诺斯底主义的这种侵扰，就说这个有形的世界是坏的，是糟糕的。
This idea reappears different times in the church.
然后这个诺斯底主义有好几次在教会里边对教会造成侵扰。
In the Middle Ages, for instance.
比如说在中世纪的时候。
Roman Catholic monks would take whips and whip themselves.
就是天主教的这个神父呢，他们会拿着鞭子自己抽自己。
Under their clothes, they would wear shirts made of hair to...irritate and cause the body to itch.
然后呢，他们会在衣服下边穿上那个就是稻草，就是做草做的这种里边的内衣，让那个身上很痒，很不舒服。
It came out of this idea the body is evil.
他这是起源于这种说这个身体是邪恶的，是属物质的，是邪恶的这种观念。
And we must punish it.
所以我们必须要惩罚身体。
When I was a young boy,
当我小的时候
I heard a preacher who preached that at least once a week we should sleep on the floor instead of the bed.
我听一个牧师讲说，我们一星期最少应该有一次，不是睡在床上，而是睡在地上。
To punish our body.
就是要惩罚我，要处罚我们的肉体。
All of that was part of what the Nicene Creed was responding to when it said God made what is visible and invisible.
所以呢，这一切呢，就是说尼西亚心经就是对这一切这个错误观念的一个回应，就告诉他们说，神创造了一切有形跟无形的万物。
He created a good world.
神创造的是一个美好的世界。
We must use it in the right way.
我们必须要以正确的方式途径来用它。
And that's where we're going to be looking at today.
那就是我们今天要来看的应用部分。
Now, I told you the first week that on each of these doctrines, I'm going to do two things.
我刚刚以前讲过，就是对每一个这种教义呢，我要做两件事情。
First, I'm going to talk about what we believe.
首先我要讲说我们相信的是什么。
That will usually be the first week of our class.
那就是我们这一课的就是头一个星期会讲这一部分。
And then I'm going to finish usually the second week with how that affects us as Christians.
第二个星期我们就讲这个教义对如何影响我们作为基督徒的生活。
And so today, four things that we do because God made us.
因为神创造了我们，所以有四件事情我们会去做。
First of all,
第一,
because God made us, we recognize his authority.
因为神创造了我们，我们承认他的主权。
There are many disagreements in our world about abortion, about gay marriage, about many different moral issues.
在现在的世界上对于像堕胎和这个同性恋婚姻还有很多的这个有关这个道德的这个问题呢有很多不同的看法。
And I even read from Christian writers, we can't allow a book from 2,000 years ago to tell us what to do today.
然后我甚至读到就是有称为基督徒的作者说我们不应该让一本2000年以前的书告诉我们今天该怎么生活。
Yes, we can.
是的，我们可以的。
But the reason we can is that book is the word of the one who made us.
之所以我们要让这本书就是告诉我们该怎么生活的原因是因为这本书的作者他是创造了我们的那一位。
Yesterday evening, I was reading.
昨天傍晚的时候我在读一本书。
And I'm afraid I can't find it. I did not even think about it until just a few minutes ago.
然后我都看看我能不能找到我读的那个地方，因为几分钟以前我才想起来这一段。
But the writer said this.
这个作者是这么说的。
We can never break God's law without breaking something inside us.
当我们就是说违背了神的律法，就是破碎了神的律法的时候，我们不可能不违背我们内心里的一些东西。
When you break God's law, he said, I found it, you break yourself in the process.
当他我找到了这个作者写的，他说当我们违背神的律法的时候，我们也违背了，就是也破碎了我们里边的一些东西。
In other words,
另一方面就说
And when we don't follow his law, we break ourselves.
当我们不跟随神的不遵守神的律法神所规定的这个自然律的时候我们在这个时候我们是毁坏了自己破坏了自己。
I am not a handyman, a mechanic.
我不太擅长手工也不太擅长修也不擅长修东西。
I was wanting to hang up a picture.
有一次我在挂一幅一幅画。
I needed a hammer.
然后我需要一个锤子。
I didn't have a hammer with me.
但是我手边没有锤子。
But I did have an electric screwdriver.
但是呢我有一个那个大的那个螺丝刀就是那个把手。
And so I took the screwdriver and used it like a...
所以呢我就用这个就是这个扳手这个螺丝刀呢把它当成锤子来用。
And I broke the screwdriver.
但是我把那个螺丝刀给弄坏了。
Why?
为什么?
Because I did not use it the way it was made to be used.
因为这个螺丝刀它本身它的这个设计呢不是要做锤子，我没有按照它本身被设计的这个目的来用它。
Now let me tell you something very important.
那我告诉你一件很重要的事情。
The Nicene Creed says God made all things visible and invisible.
这个尼西亚新经上说，神创造了一切有形无形的万物。
That means those things, when used the right way, are good.
就是说，那些我们能够正确的来使用的这些东西是好的。
But used the wrong way.
但是呢，你如果用一个错误的方式来应用它。
Those same things.
同样的事情。
Sex.
不管是性。
Money.
金钱。
Enjoyment, food, pleasures.
就是可以享受的东西，比如说像享乐还有食物。
They destroy us.
他们就把我们给毁了。
If we ignore our maker's instruction plan.
如果我们就是忽略我们的创造者给我们的这个指导，给我们的指南。
Now, some people hear this and they think, oh, this is terrible news.
有的人听到说这个消息也太可怕了。
Now life is going to be miserable because I can't do anything fun because God says no.
然后你就说从现在生活就会很悲惨了，因为我也不能再做任何有趣的事情，因为神说这些都不可以。
Here is what is very important for you to understand.
所以对你来讲，你要理解一件非常重要，你要理解一件事情。
When someone says to you, why do you keep God's law?
当有人问你说你为什么要遵守神的律法的时候，
This is very important for you to be able to say to them.
你这样对他们来讲是很重要的。
First, let me tell you what not to say to them.
第一个让我告诉你不要这样对他们说，不要这样讲。
Don't say, because my church won't let me.
别说因为我的教会不允许这样做。
What they hear is, oh, they go to a terrible church that's very mean and has many rules and makes them miserable.
然后他们就会想说，哦，他们那个教会肯定很糟糕，他们去那儿给他们很多规则规条，所以呢，他们就很严厉，然后这些人就过得很悲惨。
That's not the answer.
那个可不是答案。
I'll tell you how I usually will answer.
我告诉你，我通常是怎么回答的。
First, I just say, I don't want to.
第一个我会说我不想。
I'll explain in a minute.
然后我待会儿解释为什么我会这么说。
But think about this.
你想一下。
Someone says to Sister Lay, why don't you rob banks?
有人比如说问我说，哎，你为什么不去抢银行呢？
Because my church won't let me.
因为我教会不允许我去抢银行。
That's a silly answer.
那是一个很可笑、很愚蠢的答案。
I don't want to rob banks, she would say.
我不想去抢银行啊。
The consequences are far too bad.
因为这个抢银行的这个后果是很严重的。
Right?
对不对？
Why do we keep God's law? Because we want to.
为什么我们要遵守神的律法呢？因为我们想要遵守他的律法。
Because God made us, we obey him joyfully.
因为神创造了我们，所以我们是很欢欣的，很高兴的去遵守他的律法。
Listen to what David wrote.
你看大卫是怎么说的。
For you formed my inward parts.
因为我的肺腑是你所造的。
You put me together in my mother's womb.
我还未出生之你我的形体我在我的我的形体我在母腹中你已覆庇我。
And so David said,
所以大卫说
How are your thoughts towards me?
哦，神啊，你的意念向我何等宝贵。
Do you hear what he's saying?
你听到大卫他的心，他的那个呼喊了吗？
You made me.
神啊，你创造了我。
You shaped me.
你塑造了我。
You know what is best for me.
你知道什么对我最好。
Your thoughts are precious.
你对我的意念何等宝贵，何等众多。
Another place David says, your law is wonderful.
然后在另外一个地方大卫说，你的律法何等奇妙。
Therefore, my soul keeps them.
所以我的心要遵守你的律法。
The happiest you can ever be.
你能够感到最幸福的就是。
Is to be living in a joyful relationship with God.
就是跟神活在一种跟神的喜悦的关系当中。
Living according to his law because of that relationship.
因为你跟他的一种关系，所以你遵守神的律法。
Now that only works if you have that relationship with him.
只有你跟他有这种关系，这个才能行得通。
Otherwise, you'll be miserable because you're trying to keep a law that doesn't fit you.
不然的话，你就会很难受，因为你想要遵守一个对你来讲你并不适合的一个律法。
But when he is your father,
但是当他是你的父，成为你的父亲的时候，
when you know he is your maker,
当你真的知道晓得说他是你的创造者的时候，
Now living in obedience to him brings joy.
现在就活在对他的顺服中会带来喜乐。
Because God made us, we recognize his authority.
因为神创造了我们，所以我们承认他的主权。
Then I'm only going to spend a moment here, but because God made us, we trust in his care.
因为神创造了我们，我们信靠他的看顾。
Psalm 100 shows us this.
在诗篇100篇就是显示了这个。
The psalm begins, make a joyful noise to the Lord, all the earth.
他说，诗篇说，普天下当向耶和华欢呼。
Serve the Lord with gladness, come into his presence with singing.
你们当乐意侍奉耶和华，当来向他歌唱。
Know that the Lord he is God.
你们当晓得耶和华是神。
And then listen to this.
你听这一句。
It is he who made us.
我们是他造的。
And we are his.
也是属他的。
We are his people and the sheep of his pasture.
我们是他的民，也是他草场的羊。
What is he saying?
诗人在说什么呢？
God made us and so we're his sheep. He'll provide for us.
神创造了我们，我们是他的羊，他会供应我们的一切。
A sheep does not wake up in the morning worrying, where will I find food?
然后这个羊呢，不会早晨醒过来就在那儿担心说，哎呀，我到哪儿去找吃的呀。
The sheep does not lay awake at night thinking, oh, what if I run out of food tomorrow?
然后这个羊也不会晚上睡觉的时候在想说，天哪，要明天没有吃的怎么办？如果食物都吃光了怎么办？
The sheep has a shepherd.
因为那个羊是有牧羊人的。
And as long as the sheep follows the shepherd, the sheep is taken care of.
只要这个羊跟着这个牧羊人，这个羊就会被照顾。
David said, we are his sheep.
大卫说，我们是他的羊。
He'll take care of them.
他会看顾我们。
Jesus talked about this in the Sermon on the Mount.
然后耶稣在登山宝训的时候说，
He pointed to the birds in the air.
又指向天空的鸟。
He says, look at them, they don't worry.
他说，你看天上的鸟，他们也不担心。
And God takes care of them.
神也看顾他们。
And then he turned to the disciples, and I think he told a joke.
然后他就转向他的门徒，我想他这时候讲了个笑话。
Now some preachers say he never told anything that was funny.
然后有些牧师说耶稣从来不讲笑话。
I think he did.
我想耶稣是有时候开玩笑的。
Because he points and he says, look at those birds. God feeds those birds.
然后说你看那些鸟啊神都养活他们。
And then he looks at his disciples and he says, are you as valuable? Aren't you more valuable than those birds?
然后他就转向他的门徒说你不是比那些鸟更宝贵吗
You're worth more than a bird.
你肯定比你比一只鸟更有价值啊。
Of course God will take care of you.
所以神当然会照看你们。
Later he says this, and this to me is a wonderful, wonderful promise.
然后接着他又这么说，对我来讲，这是一个非常精彩、非常好的一个应许。
Jesus says to them, don't be anxious about what you're going to eat, what you're going to wear.
所以耶稣说，不要为忧虑说吃什么、喝什么。
Then he says, the Gentiles, the unbelievers, seek after all those things.
这都是外邦人所求的。
And here's what I want you to catch.
我想让你抓住这一点。
The Gentiles are worrying about food, they're worrying about clothing.
然后这个外邦人呢就是那个忧虑那个他们的吃什么穿什么。
Jesus does not say, but those things aren't important.
耶稣不是说这些东西都不重要。
I've heard some people interpret that verse that way. It doesn't say that.
有的人就把它解释成是说耶稣说这些都不重要。实际上这个不是这么解释的。
He says the Gentiles seek, they are worried about food and clothing.
就是外邦人那是他们所求的他们忧虑这个食物跟衣服。
And your heavenly Father knows you need them.
你的天父知道你们需要的一些东西。
They are important.
他们不是说不重要。
Your Father knows you need food and clothing.
你的天父知道你需要食物和衣服。
But you seek first God's kingdom.
但是你们要先求神的国
And he will give you all these things.
和他的意这些东西都要加给你们了。
Jesus is not saying, ah, don't worry, you don't need food, you don't need clothing.
耶稣不是说别担心你们不需要那个吃的你们也不需要衣裳。
You don't need a house, you don't need a job, don't worry about it.
说你们也不需要工作也不需要房子所以别担心。
No, he's saying, you need those things, they're important.
耶稣是说你们需要这些东西这些东西重要。
But first, seek God's kingdom.
但是首先寻求神的国。
And then he will give you those other things.
然后神会把这些别的东西都加给你们。
Do you see what a wonderful promise that is?
你有没有看到这是一个多么好的应许多么棒的应许
And it comes because he made us.
因为呢他创造了我们。
And since he made me, I can say, God, you made me, so I need you to take care of me.
因为他创造了我们可以对他说神啊你造了我所以你要看顾我。
I'm going to trust you.
我要信靠你。
Then, because God made us,
因为神创造了我们
We have infinite worth.
我们有无比的价值
Let me give you very quickly two pictures of our value.
让我很快的给你一个两个关于我们价值的这样的图像
The first comes from a ethics professor at Princeton.
一个呢是从一个普林斯顿大学一个教伦理学的教授。
Professor Singer says, we are the product of evolution.
这个教授说我们是这个进化来的一个产品。
We are purely an accident of history.
我们能够出现在历史上完全是出自于偶然。
And our value comes,by how we are able to contribute to our world.
我们的价值在于我们能够对这个社会做多少贡献。
The more you can contribute, the more valuable you are.
你能对社会贡献越多呢，你就越有价值。
Last night, my wife was kind of upset.
昨天晚上呢，我太太有点沮丧。
She read that a billionaire's daughter received the COVID shot ahead of senior citizens.
因为她读到的一个报道说，有一个亿万富翁的女儿，她还挺在那个本来是应该是年老的那个居民公民先拿到先得到这个疫苗，就是打这个疫苗，但是她是亿万富翁的女儿，她先打了疫苗。
And she said, "How can a 20-year-old who's a billionaire jump to the head of the line ahead of old people who need this?"
因为她说怎么可能一个20岁的亿万富翁的女儿就是插队，就是她先。这些本来这些老年人更需要疫苗，结果他插队，他先打了疫苗。
The answer is the first word, billionaire.
答案在于因为亿万富翁。
In our world,
在我们的世界
，the more you are worth.
就是你越有钱呢，你就越有价值。
And so Professor Singer says our value is only what we can contribute.
所以这个教授就说我们的价值就在于我们能贡献多少。
And so he says, when someone is old and handicapped and can no longer contribute, they should be euthanized, they should be put to death.
然后他就说、对于那些年老的或者是那些残废的不再能对这个社会做出贡献的他们应该被、应该让他们安乐死。
That is his teaching at Princeton.
那是他在普林斯顿的那个大学里边教的。
But listen to what God said.
你听神是怎么说的。
Because there's a second way to view our worth.
因为有另外一种就是看待我们价值的方式。
You see, if we take that approach, we look down our list of 24 participants today.
然后呢如果我们按照那个普林斯顿大学教授的定义那我们看看我们今天来上课的24位同学24个人。
And I said to each of you, how much money do you have?
如果我给你的价值我是基于说你能挣多少钱。
How important is your job?
然后你的工作有多重要。
How much are you contributing to society?
然后你对社会的贡献有多大。
And you move up in worth.
然后这样的你的价值就增高。
Then I say, ah, you have less money.
然后我说，哦，你挣的钱少。
Your job is not important.
然后你的工作也不重要。
You're not contributing very much.
你也没有贡献很多。
And then I'm going to feel very bad because I'm going to say, oh, all I do is I'm a teaching pastor. I'm at the bottom of the list.
然后我最后就说哎呦我不过是这个一个 教导牧师那我是在这个在最底层。
You understand?
你了解吗
?But God uses a different measurement.
但是神衡量我们的标准是不同的。
Genesis 1, we will make man in our image.
创世纪第一章就告诉我们我们要照着我们的形象造人。
Psalm 8, he made us only a little lower than the heavenly beings.
他造我们只比天使微小一点。
And so we have great worth.
所以我们有无比的价值。
How much are you worth?
你的价值是多少呢?
Not your money.
不是你有多少钱。
Not your job.
也不是你的工作。
Not even the size of the Valentine that someone gave you yesterday.
也不是在于你在这个情人节收了多少东西。
Your worth is this.
你的价值在于。
The Almighty God of the universe.
就是这个伟大的全能的创造这个宇宙的神。
Made you to look like himself.
创造你像他。
He made you in his image.
他照着他的形象按着他的样式造了你。
And he said you are valuable.
他说你是有价值的。
That's why this doctrine matters so much.
所以这就是为什么这个教义这么有价，这么重要。
It shows your value.
因为它显示了你的价值。
It's important because it determines how we treat other people.
它也很，另外一个重要的原因在于我们会如何对待他人。
Go back to 1800.
让我们回到18世纪。
And read what people in America in the South were writing about blacks.
然后你去读那个在南美国南部这些人写的关于这个黑人的这个描述。
They are just a little above an animal, they were saying.
他们就说他们的价值就是比仅仅比动物刚高一点。
And so they could make them into slaves.
所以他们可以让他们成为奴隶。
Go to 1930.
你到1930年那个30年代。
Even, I am very sorry to say, even some Christians in Germany were saying Jews are not really in the image of God.
甚至我很难过的要说，甚至一些基督徒，在德国的基督徒说，那个犹太人并不是说you mean they are not in the image of God, right? They think Jews is not. 有些基督徒，德国的基督徒说，犹太人没有，不是按着神的形象造的。
And so even Christians voted for Adolf Hitler, who would kill 6 million Jews.
所以甚至有基督徒就赞成希特勒去杀害600万犹太人。
Go to 1960.
到了1960年。
In America.
在美国。
Many, many people were saying still, a black is not worth as much as a white.
很多人还是认为就是说黑人的这个价值不像白人那么重要。
So we can take away their right to vote.
所以我们可以不让他们投票。
We can make them ride in a on at the back of a bus.
所以让他们坐公共交通的时候他们要坐在后边。
They are not worth as much.
他们的价值没有像白人那么重要。
1990.
到了1990年。
If you are more than 30 years old, this is during your lifetime.
如果你已经过了30岁，那这个是发生在你的那个你的生命当中。
In Rwanda.
在卢旺达。
1 million people killed in 6 months.
六个月之内100万人被杀。
Only because they belonged to the wrong tribe.
唯一的原因就是因为他们属于一个错误的，他们认为不同的一个种族，一个部落。
And so they were not worthy.
所以他们就没有价值。
In many countries today,
在今天很多的国家
If you are 80 years old,
如果你已经过了80岁
and you are comatose, unconscious,
如果你就是已经处于一种昏迷状态
you are worthless,
那你是没有价值的
and a judge can have you killed,
然后这个法官可以命令你被就是被安乐死或者怎么样的。
And in America,
在美国。
If you are an unborn infant,
如果你是还没有出生的婴孩。
And 2 months before your birth, your mother decides, I don't want you.
就在你在这个生产日期的两个月之前，你妈妈说我不想要这个孩子。
You are worthless.
你是没有价值的。
And you can be killed.
你也可以被杀掉。
Do you understand?
你了解吗?
God as the creator of all things is what gives us our value.
神作为我们的创造主，他是给我们价值的。
If our only value is what we can do and accomplish,
如果我们的价值仅仅在于我们可以做什么，我们可以成就什么，
then slave owners,
所以呢，这样的奴隶主，
Hitler,
那个希特勒，
the Rwanda government,
这个卢旺达的政府，
and abortionists are all correct,
或者这些就是这些去就是这些去堕胎的这些诊所，那他们就都是对的。
But if every human being is made in the image of God,
但是如果每一个人都是照着神的形象照的，
then you and I can never look down on other people.
你和我就永远不能去低看，看不起别人。
A Christian can never treat an immigrant as unworthy.
一个基督徒不能看任何一个移民这样的作为一个是没有价值的。
A Christian can never mock someone for their handicap or their nationality or their poverty.
一个基督徒从来不应该去嘲笑就是一个人因为他的残废或者是他从什么地方来或者是因为他有什么就是有什么缺陷。
Because we believe in God the Father Almighty.
因为我们相信全能的父。
Maker of heaven and earth.
创造天地的主。
Of all things visible and invisible.
创造一切有形无形万物的主。
And that person who shows the least ability of anyone you've ever met.
如果对于那个看着就是最没有能力的人
That homeless person standing by the street corner holding a sign
就是站在那个街上举着一个牌子就是去乞讨的人
is made in the image of God the same as the President of the United States
他就是像美国总统一样是照着神的形象照的。
And he has just as much value.
他有同样的价值。
That's what it means that God made us.
这就是意味着说是神创造了我们。
The last thing I want to say about God having made us.
最后一件我们关于神创造了我们的这个意义在于
Because God is the creator,
因为神是创造者
we enjoy his good gifts.
我们享受他美好的礼物
I told you that the Gnostic said, this world is bad, is evil.
我们前面讲过这个诺斯底主义那个教派就说人的这个世界是邪恶的
And so if you are spiritual, you'll stay away from any enjoyment of this world.
所以如果你是属灵的，那你就会远离这个世界上一切的享乐，一切的乐趣。
There were those who said Christians should not marry.
所以就有人就说基督徒不应该结婚。
Christians should not, enjoy food.
基督徒不应该去享受食物。
Paul wrote this in 1 Timothy
4. 1 Timothy 4. 保罗在提摩太前书第四章说
He told Peter to stay away from those who forbid marriage and require abstinence for food that God created to be received with thanksgiving.
保罗对提摩太说要远离那些禁止婚娶又禁戒食物就是神所造叫那信而明白真道的人感谢的领受的。
Because the things created by God are good.
凡神所造的物都是好的。
God made our world.
神创造了我们的世界。
And he gave it to us to be enjoyed.
他给我们是要让我们能够享受。
Now, don't forget slide 12.
不要忘记第十二章幻灯片。
We live under his authority.
我们是在他的主权之下生活。
Because these good gifts can be twisted.
因为神所给我们的这些美好的礼物其实可以被扭曲。
I'll use the example that is painful to me.
然后我就用我自己的这个痛苦的例子来给大家做介绍。
God made Chinese dumplings and sashimi and good food.
然后呢，神创造了像这种饺子啊，还有像这个 sushi 啊 ，sashimi 就是特别好吃。
But if I ignore His warnings against gluttony, I get fat.
然后呢，如果我忽略神对于这个就是这个贪吃的这个警戒呢，那我就会长得很胖。
So I must enjoy his gifts under his authority because he made me.
因为神创造了我，所以我必须在神的主权之下来享受。
But as long as I keep his authority first, I can enjoy his good gifts.
只要我就是首先就是承认神的主权，在他的主权之下，我就可以能够享受他所赐的礼物。
Dietrich Bonhoeffer was a Christian leader during the time of Hitler.
就是潘霍华是在希特勒统治的时候的一个牧师，一个基督徒领袖。
He died as a martyr, killed by the Nazis.
他是被纳粹最后杀害的。就是他是作为殉道者死的。
But during those terrible years of World War II,
在二战期间这些很可怕的岁月里边，
he wrote that Christians should enjoy eating together.
然后他说，基督徒应该享受在一起聚餐。
He said, every meal will give us gratitude to God.
他说每一次我们在一起聚餐，这些都会让我们让我们对神感谢。
When Christians enjoy the good gifts of this physical life,
当基督徒能够享受这个有形的世界的神所赐的美好的礼物的时候，
they worship God as the true giver of all good gifts.
他们就把神当成是真正的给予一切美好的事物来敬拜。
And so, because we believe God is the Father Almighty,
因为我们相信神是全能的父
，Maker of heaven and earth,
创造天地的主。
You can have a good lunch today.
你今天中午可以好好的吃一顿。
You can enjoy the beautiful things that come into your life.
你可以享受你生命中一切美好的事物。
Because God gave them to his children as good gifts.
因为神把这些赐给他的儿女作为美好的礼物。
At Christmas, you do not want your children to say, oh no, I'm not worthy of that Christmas present. Take it back.
然后在圣诞节的时候，你不想你的儿女对你说，哦，我不配的这些圣诞节礼物，你把它拿回去吧。
You want to say, oh, thank you, that's wonderful.
你想他们说，太好了，这些礼物，谢谢你。
And God gave us this world. He created this world and gave it to us to be enjoyed.
神创造了这个世界，他给我们，让我们可以享受。
Next week, we're going to begin looking at Jesus.
下个星期我们会看耶稣。
But this week, as you, I hope, think back across what we have studied.
然后呢，回想我们今天所学习的。
Say, God.
对神说，神啊。
I thank you for your good gifts.
我为了你所赐的美好的礼物感谢你。
I thank you that you take care of me.
谢谢你照顾我。
And I will obey you joyfully because you are the creator.
我要非常那个喜乐的、喜悦的来顺服你，因为你是创造者。
I want to finish again this week with this hymn.
然后这个星期呢，我还是想以这首赞美诗来结束。
I think we will just sing the first two stanzas.
然后我们就唱头两段。
Because I want you to think about that second stanza.
因为我想让你们就是去思想第二段歌词。
Praise to the Lord who over all things wondrously reigneth.
赞美上主如此奇妙，统治世间万有。
Shelters you under his wings.
展开恩义如此温柔，将你时常保佑。
Gently sustain you.
你如此温柔，将你时常保佑。
He is the God who takes care of us because he is almighty.
他是那位就是以气不见，有求皆蒙主恩典。
Sister Lay has the video of that. If you,、
yes.
if we could sing just the first two stanzas.
Yeah.
God, I thank you that you made us, you love us, you care for us.
亲爱的主，我们感谢你，你创造了我们，你看顾我们，你爱我们。
Help us to live with the peace and joy of knowing your care and love.
求你因为我们知道你看顾我们，让我们活在那种喜乐和喜乐和平安当中。
And Lord, help us to show your love and care to others around us.
也求你向我们周围的人能够展示你的爱和看照看。
It is so easy to look down on those that may be below us.
就是很容易我们就会低看那些不如我们的人。
To look on them with disdain.
有时候就是看不起他们。
Would you help us to see others through your eyes?
求你帮助我们从你的眼光来看待。
To see they are valuable because you made them in your image.
因为你按照你的形象创造了他们，所以你看到他们的价值。
I pray in Jesus' name.
我们这样祷告，奉主耶稣的名求。
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you very much. Next week, we will look at the doctrine of Jesus.
下个星期我们看主耶稣。